Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tuni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organization challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court yesterday evening. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and the need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it is due to the Constitution's strength that it has been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also released the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the Indian Constitution is the fundamental base of unity, integrity and development of India. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jot Chinmoy Krishna Das. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. The Chakasang and Sumi communities yesterday celebrated 29 years of their enduring brotherhood at Futsero Town in Peg District. Organized by the Chakasang Public Organization and the Sumi Hoho, the event brought together thousands of delegates and reaffirmed the deep bond of unity and mutual respect between the two tribes. The 9th Brotherhood Meet also adopted a 6-point resolution to further solidify their shared future. One of the key resolutions was the dedication of the Sedze Yeti River to Zineboto 2-lane road, which will be named Brotherhood Road, to remind both communities of their shared heritage. Minister for Roads and Bridges G. Kaito Aye, speaking on behalf of the Sumi legislators, called on both the communities to embody the principles of brotherhood through actionable steps, promoting unity and working together to bring about electoral and societal reforms that would contribute to peace and prosperity. MLA and leader of the NPF legislature party, Kujolo Zonyena, speaking on behalf of Chakasang legislators, expressed concern over societal challenges such as corruption, self-centeredness and the erosion of moral values. A state-level workshop on geographical indications awareness for Naga tree, tomato and sweet cucumber and user authorization was held in Kohima yesterday. The workshop was organized by the Entrepreneurs Association in collaboration with the Northeastern Regional Agricultural Marketing Corporation Limited. Additional Director of Agriculture, Sanuzon Yenner, observed the widespread cultivation of tree tomatoes and sweet cucumbers in the state, which are typically grown for personal consumption and local markets rather than for international trade. Mr. Nyena, however, emphasized that registering these products with a geographical indication tag could significantly enhance your recognition not only in the local market but also on the international stage. Director of Horticulture Meya Shashi said, obtaining GI tag product for local products would create new opportunities for the farmers and young entrepreneurs, enabling them to develop products further and establish marketing channels. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, Kumar Ramnikan, has announced a new city bus service route aimed at enhancing public transport. The route will cover locations such as Tinpati, Don Bosco College, Kohima College and the new secretariat, operating on a trial basis. The route schedule includes pick-up and drop-off points at DBS College and Kohima College, with the exit and return path running along Billy Graham Road and the new secretariat. Additionally, the Deputy Commissioner, in a public advisory, asked all vehicle owners and drivers to display contact numbers on their windshields when parking in city areas to facilitate traffic management. The advisory also applies to Anta taxis to prominently display driver details and contact information on their windshields. In a separate order regarding the upgradation of the pavement at Box Cutting Road, Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikan said, to facilitate the curing process, the stretch of road will remain closed to normal vehicular traffic for an additional 2 days until 29th November. During this period, vehicles will be redirected to alternate routes adjacent to Box Cutting Road. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.